We are not our shining moments. We are not our dreams. We are not our goals and our visions. We are not our ideals and our hopes. We are not our potential. We are a reflection in a child's eyes. We are a response when attacked. We are either an encouragement or discouragement to the people we meet. We are our habits. We are not as high as we would hope to be. Neither are we as low as the devil would like to beat us down to be. There are some of us here tonight who undoubtedly have not searched our souls deep enough and do not understand the depths of our own darkness. And there are those here tonight who all they can see is their darkness. And in whose ears the devil whispers constantly that you'll never be enough, never good enough, never strong enough, never brave enough, never high enough, never enough. We are not our greatest highs, we're not our lowest lows. If we want to admit it to ourselves, maybe we are our middles. We are what we are every day. We are the way we treat our wife, or our husband, our children, or our students. We are the way we act in heavy traffic when somebody cuts us off. We are the person that either pinches the penny or gives it freely. And in that middle road, we are known to each other, if not to ourselves. And if we are honest with that middle road of who we are, it really isn't that spectacular for the best of us. We've got our days that are better than others. They're still not as good as we wish them to be. We've got those moments we look back on and we say, yeah, I did that. But it's not as high as it could have been. And then we come here to a meeting like this, and we're supposed to examine our hearts. And we look deep, and we say, are we enough? And if we are honest, the answer is always no. Always no. Never enough. In the 6 months or so that have transpired since the last council meeting when we gathered together, specifically to search our hearts, we've all had failings. We've all been inconsiderate. We've all ignored somebody who needed our help. We've had our moments of pride, of arrogance even, moments of contempt. Yet here we are, the children of God, gathered and asking God to look at our hearts. And I would just like us to read what Ephesians 3 says about this. So I'm going to start reading at first. Paul's doing one of his famous things here where he is ecstatically writing. So I'm going to just break in, and I know you're not getting all the context. Go back and look. The context is amazing. But I'm going to break in here at verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's us, the whole family. That he would grant you, that's us again, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. This was a letter written to real people just like us, different time, different place, same humanity. Just like us. He could have been writing to us. To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. See the conflict in terms there? To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. It's beyond knowledge, and yet you can know it. You might not be able to explain it, but you can know it. And then this, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We are not our highest highs. We are not our aspirations. We are not our ideals. We are not our goals. We are humans. We are weak. We are not enough. We never were enough. We never will be enough by ourselves. And yet, Christ is. His fullness in you can make you powerful. His power in you can make the devil flee when you say, "Here and no farther," by the name of Jesus Christ. You can know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, and you can be filled with the fullness of God. That is the mercy and the grace of Jesus, and the thing that just astonishes me. Because although we're not as good as we want to be, and as good as sometimes we think ourselves to be, or if you are struggling and with your darknesses as beyond the pale as you may think yourself to be, yet Jesus looked at you and he looked at me. That middle person, that person of the failings, that person of the weaknesses, he looked at us. And he said, "I love you. I love you so much that I'll give my life for you." And tonight, as we examine our hearts, may that be what comes up. The love of Christ that reaches out and takes his hand. And then I'd like to finish these last two verses of the chapter. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." Read that again. He's able to do everything abundantly above all that we ask or think. "According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church." That's us too. "Unto him be glory in this church, in this congregation, by Christ Jesus, through all ages, world without end." May that be true of us, and may God bless you tonight as you examine your heart. And may what rises up in us is a deep and abiding love for the Savior who redeemed us. Shall we kneel for prayer?